Blog Talk Radio.
So what are we talking about, guys?
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. I guess it could be in the morning, couldn't it? Because I've had callers from the UK, so it would be early in the morning there. Yeah, Hawaii would be afternoon. So, okay, I'm here. Hope everybody's having a beautiful day. And I talked a little bit yesterday about what I do and maybe kind of go over basically the epiphany I had. I like that word, epiphany. I don't know if you like the word epiphany. Epiphany, kind of like an aha moment. Like, what do you really love to do? And I really love to communicate ideas to people, communicate information, just to communicate. What I learn, I like to pass on. So I call myself an intuitive life coach, which means being an intuitive, I receive information from spirit. And for, well, I talk about talking about dead people, I'm talking about your soul family. So those in the non-physical world that are related to you and passing information on to you. So it's an intuitive life. You know, it's like improving your life at some level to make your life, I guess ultimately we want to be happy, don't we? Ultimately, we want to have a life of love, joy, happiness, and achieving our goals or living our purpose. So that's part of that purpose, is to help you get there. Finding a way. Now, I find lots of articles about life, about little things that we can do to make our life a little bit better. And that's why I share a lot of the articles for you. It's about how can you improve your life just a little bit? How can you get through those frustrating moments, those difficult times in your life? And so the intuitive, and so the coaching part, and I debated that word for a while. I thought of advisor, and I thought of this word and that word, but it keeps coming back to coach. Coaching somebody is giving them the information that they need to play the game a little bit better. A baseball coach, well, baseball coaches are really managers more than coaches, but that's all right. We'll just say a baseball coach coaches players on how to hit better, how to field better, how to position themselves to be more effective. You know, certain batters coming up to the plate, where do you position yourself? How do you pitch to a certain person? That's kind of what a coach does. In football, it's the same thing. How to run a certain play, how to be effective against another team. So coaching for me is, we'll go back to that whole statement again about how do I help you? How can I help you? How can I let spirit help me to help you to be more effective in your life? Really, that's what it comes down to be happier, to be more effective, to achieve your goals, your wants, your desires. So that's what I call myself, an intuitive life coach. So that spirit part of it is really important. I use the word intuitive. It's kind of a general term. It means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I could say psychic life coach, but I don't know, or a medium life coach, but versus a large life coach. Okay, I have a caller, so I'm going to get to that in a moment. So we'll have some articles today. We'll talk a little bit about what I do. And if you're trying to contact me, and if you want an updated reading, my website is down, and it'll take me a few days to get it back up. And there was a change in computers and a change in operating systems and all this, you know, hosting programs and, you know, building things for computers and their websites. And so my old website is down. And if you go there, you're going to see this strange thing. You're going to go, what is that? So you don't want to go there. So I'm giving you the address to the magazine I'm publishing, and I've been publishing for a while now, and taking over some other folks. So if you want to contact me, you can contact me through that. And my email address is there. And also, if you want to make a donation to the show, you can do it through the messenger.info. There's articles in there, and I haven't been updating them lately. I get lots of feedback from people that have been posting or have posted the articles in the past, and I'm going to get back to that. Like, you got so many things going on sometimes in life, it's hard to get everything done at once. That's prioritizing, isn't it? So let me take a call, and then we'll get into some of the articles. I had some really interesting little topics today, and I thought I would, you know, I think I'm going to talk about spices. Spices that are help the skin. Then health is really important. I love to share information that I get that I think is really interesting. Now, you can take it or leave it, but I think it's really interesting. Okay. Hello.
Hi there. It's Susan.
Hi. Hi, Susan. What's going on?
Oh, not much.
Are you ready for Christmas?
I'm trying to get ready. I'm still trying to work on that. Still shopping.
Okay. Oh, that's not fun.
No, I do a lot online now. It's easier.
Yeah, a lot of people do. It's the best way to shop for some things. Just as long as you leave yourself enough time to get the packages in the mail, right?
Yeah, I can be cutting it short.
So what's going on today? What's going on?
So we're going through a little custody battle over my granddaughter. And so I was just wondering if you think, that things will stay the same with shared custody.
Okay. Well, let me give you this. Let me see who I'm connecting with. It feels like an aunt, and it feels like an aunt, I mean, going back a couple of generations, not a current aunt, on your father's side. That's what it feels like. That's the energy, because I heard the word aunt, and I heard your father's side. So it's some lady that was, a couple generations back on your father's side that you can consider a great
Lena?
Aunt or something.
Could it be Lena?
I don't know. Let's don't go to names, because names confuse me. Okay, I like it as the energy of a woman. She was a woman, an aunt on your father's side. That's about as specific as I want to get on this one, okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, because they're all sitting around looking at you, watching you anyway, day to day.
Yeah.
All of them. Going, why did she do that today? Oh, my goodness. What is she doing that for? Oh, here we go again. So what is the specific question again?
So there's a custody battle going on right now, and they went to court today. And so I haven't been in touch with anyone to find out what happened, but I'm just hoping that, it didn't go against either of them and it's going to stay shared. The father is trying to make the mother look really bad.
And the family in the non-physical world is taking a balanced attitude about this. I guess there must be, there's families on both sides in the non-physical world, right?
Yeah.
And the male energy that you're talking about from the non-physical world is felt to be a little oppressive. Is that right? Oppressive. Okay?
Oppressive.
Yeah, the husband or the father. The father is considered to be oppressive, which means he's a little dogmatic. He's a little his way or the highway kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Okay, but what I hear...
Yeah, very controlling.
What I hear is that there will be a softened approach to this. So there's some kind of compromise or softened approach to this whole situation. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being put in his place, or will be put in his place. Okay?
Right. Yeah, good.
So I don't know what that means as custody, but it's a softened approach. It's not one side or the other. There's compromise. There's back and forth. He's chastised to some degree for being this dogmatic about it, and nobody could be as bad as what he paints the mother to be. Okay, that's the view, that nobody could be this bad. There, that his grandiosity he's going to be called for it. Okay.
Good. Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
Yes, it does.
So that's what
I was hoping for.
And they're asking you, to pull back a little bit and to focus more on you.
Okay.
Okay? To pull back.
I just miss my granddaughter, that's all.
Yeah, I know.
I really miss her.
Too many cooks in the kitchen kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels like you have enough in your own problems that you need to be putting out energy to resolve That energy.
A lot of my problems have gotten so much better. It's funny because, like, my financial problems got extremely better, and then this stuff started happening. It's like, you know, oh, well.
Yeah, but it really is about you right now. Are you taking on a new adventure in life? Something new? Are you taking on something new? You will be.
Oh, good, because I would like to. Yeah, I'd like to move. I want to.
We're not necessarily talking about moving. What we're talking about, they're talking about something that keeps you preoccupied, and something that keeps you not just preoccupied, but sort of, they're giving me a word. It's kind of weird. It's like challenged, I guess, in a positive way. You know, like taking on a challenge.
Would that be spiritually? Because that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, it's a challenge of some form, okay? It's something that you need to do that you will find challenging and rewarding at the same time, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Now, good for you.
You see me meeting anyone? Like, I'd really like to meet a man who is spiritual, not over the top spiritual, but has good, that have a lot in common with.
Ah, one of those kind of guys, huh?
Yeah.
But still a man.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's your intention, isn't it?
It is.
Well, then why haven't you if it's your intention?
I've been alone for a lot of years because I was a single mom and I just didn't really want to get, you know, someone who's not her father involved.
Okay, so it's about, it's, and I'm not saying it won't happen, and it feels like it will happen, but it's a shifting, it's a mindset shifting on your part a little bit, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it what I'm kind of feeling like is that you say you've been alone for a long time, and you've been kind of isolated in some ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what they were saying earlier about now to focus on you.
Yeah.
And focusing on you is getting ready to get out there, putting your best foot forward, preparing yourself to get out there, okay?
Right. Like, I wish I had more spiritual people even around me. Like, I wish I had a neighbor like you, you know?
It's getting out there. But it's getting out there, okay?
Yeah, it is.
It really is. The universe isn't necessarily going to drop them at your front door.
Well, I'm moving, so you never know.
Well, that might be the part of what you need to do to find out what you want is to get into a different location, right?
Right. Yeah.
What kind of events do you? Okay, I'm going to frame it this way. Cause this is what.
Well,
I
when
hear.
I do events, it's usually like my interest would be to go to Sedona, Arizona, and.
Okay. But that's not going to necessarily.
And do something spiritual there.
That's not necessarily going to meet the person you want. Do you attend a metaphysical style, a new age type or metaphysical or new thought church?
Yeah.
What do you? But you have or you haven't been. But that's what I'm getting.
I never knew that they existed.
Well, there's Unity churches, which are kind of new thought. Okay, you're going to find a little bit more spiritually minded, not necessarily overtly religious. Okay.
Yeah.
There's Church of Religious Science, but most of them are called Centers for Spiritual Living now. Okay?
Okay.
Do you ever see the movie The Secret?
No.
Okay, so.
I have the book.
Yeah, well, there's a gentleman there, Michael Beckwith, is one of the founders of a what area do you live?
I'm in, like, the Hartford County in Connecticut.
I would look into Unity, start from there, Church of Religious Science. They also call them Centers for Spiritual Living. You're going to find men and women that may be a little more in alignment with your thinking, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, there's other churches, but I think they would be a little over the edge so that for you. The spiritualist churches and stuff like that, I think it would be just a little quirky.
Yeah, I don't want it to be religion. I just want it to be.
But you might want to try that, okay?
Okay. Unity Church, or what was the second thing you said?
Church of Religious Science, or it's sometimes called Centers for Spiritual Living.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to, I used to attend one for years and years and moved out of the area, but Church of Religious Science is based on a new thought that change your thinking, change your world, basically. Your thoughts create your world. It's like early practitioners of the law of attraction before the law of attraction actually came into like the well-known thing. Church of Religious Science was doing and practicing that for a long time, ever since the 1930s.
Wow.
Okay. Ernest Holmes wrote the book based on that, Science of the Mind. And it's the science of the mind is basically your thought process.
I believe in that wholeheartedly because of the way that my life has changed.
Okay, so I would look into that. They're not necessarily religious in the sense of they don't particularly adhere to any particular creed, such as, you know, Christians or Buddhists, and they have a tendency to honor all religions. Okay?
Okay.
Unity Church has a tendency, depending where you live, and the church has a tendency to very Christianly oriented sometimes. Now, I've gone to one where it was they honored all religion. Unity, the idea of unity was to honor all faiths and all practices and teachings. So to give you, you know, guidance that's principled on life. But some, depending on the area, will be a little bit more Christian oriented. That makes sense.
My daughter might enjoy that too.
Yeah. So that's a place to start. I would try that because you want to meet spiritually minded people. And it's the sixth degree of separation here. It's like you go to a church like that, we'll just call it church, and you meet somebody, and let's say you meet a woman who goes, hey, I got a brother you might want to meet.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. So don't discount, I'm going to have to meet that person there because they have events and, you know, people have families and they have that sort of thing. So it's expanding your circle. The more you expand your circle, the more you're going to bring into your circle.
Okay.
Okay, try that.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so Church of Religious Science called Centers for Spiritual Living, they're pretty good. I've gone to some that I kind of like, okay, I'm not going here again, you know, a few times. And then I've gone to others. I went for years and years, really loved the minister. And yeah, like if you saw The Secret, Michael Beckwith was part of Church of Religious Science and the Agape Center, and the Agape Center went independent, but they still follow some of the same principles, but they wanted to bring in some other things. Okay, I won't get into the history of all that. You're going, what is he talking about? I wasn't going to talk about religion. But that's a good meeting place for people that want to meet like-minded people. And I would encourage people we have a tendency to close ourselves off to new directions, and going to, like she said, a convention or going to places like Santa Fe or going to places like Sedona, that's fine, but it's not in your neighborhood. And usually when you meet somebody, you would like them to be in your neighborhood, right? You're close by, typically, right? I don't know. That's my opinion. Yeah, instead of like I'm meeting people like 2,000 miles away. That's good for communication, not necessarily good for relationships, my opinion. Okay, let me take your call. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing good. It's been an interesting week, but I'm doing okay. So what's going on?
Yes, I'm going on 2 weeks holidays from this weekend, and I'm back in the new year. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good for you. What are you going to do? Anything interesting? And is there a sense of adventure to this?
There is.
Are you going to be doing something different?
No, I'm going to see my family, to see my parents and my sister and my uncle, aunties, and everyone I haven't met for a long time.
Okay, well, that's new if you haven't met some, haven't seen people in a long time. But I still get, you know, that there's a need for you in all of this to step out a little bit and do something different even though you're there. To do a separate side adventure of some kind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just for you. Do something just for you. Just something for you.
Yeah, I will try to. Yeah.
Where do they live?
They live in India, and I live in London.
Right. I knew you lived in London. So you're going to India?
I am. Yeah, for a couple of weeks.
Okay. So I know this is not what you wanted to talk about, but I hear go to a temple. Go to a temple. Okay.
All right. Yes, I will. Now that you said, I'll have to. I'm not very religious. Actually, I'm not religious at all and spiritual. But,
yeah,
I do go to temples here to make my mom happy. So sometimes I do that, yeah.
But sometimes you can have really, really interesting mystical or spiritual experiences at a temple. Not necessarily to worship, but it's the energy itself. So you'll be drawn to the energy. And it can be life opening. It can be like heart opening for this to happen. Okay?
Yeah, I do like going to the temple, but not when it's very crowded and noisy. There can be different times of the day. I like it when it's very peace and quiet. And like you said, it's a spiritual experience. But I don't like the hustle and bustle and all the noise around. Yeah.
That's fine. Just find the appropriate time for you then.
Yeah, I will. I want to ask a question about, it's not a medical question. I've been given medical advice. I went to see a specialist today. I just want to ask that if I do the operation as recommended by the specialist doctor, will it make a difference to my life? Or would I have been okay even without the operation?
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, it's one of those things where whatever I say, I have to be careful with, because I don't want you to not do something because somebody tells you that's not a medical profession. So I would say always lean heavily on the medical advice you get. So in that regard, should you get the operation, will it be life-changing? You know, I hear more about than life-changing. It will, whatever this is, will make you feel more at peace with yourself. Okay?
Right.
It'll lower your anxiety level. If you have an anxiety level over all of this, it will lower your anxiety level. Your stress level. Anxiety is the word. It's not stress. Stress can come from anxiety, but it's an anxiety level. It's a fear level. It'll lower your fear level. Okay?
Right. And you think it will go well? I'm not, based on what you say, I'm not deciding whether to do or not. I'll do it anyways because that's what the surgeon recommended. But do you think it'll go all right? I would like the outcome.
I'm going to give you this. This is what I get for you, and you have to think about this. And this has been proven. Doctors have proven this too. That if you go in with a positive attitude, that I'm going to come out of this like even better than I went in, a lot better
mm-hmm.
than I went in. If you go in with fear, that slows the healing process, okay?
It does, yeah.
If you go in with the attitude, this is going to work wonders, it's going to feel good, I'm going to heal quickly. So you got to get into the mindset of this: I'm going to heal quickly, this is going to be of a benefit. So do you trust the doctor? That's the key in here. Do you trust the doctor?
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Because you have to trust the doctor. If you don't trust the doctor in the procedure, you get another doctor. There has to be a trust level here between you and the medical community for it to be successful. That's the thing. That's the key here that I get for you more than anything, is trust the medical professionals that are working on you.
Yeah.
Then you will be more assured that, yeah, it's going to go well and I'm going to feel really good afterwards. I'm going to heal quickly. So trust is a big issue here.
Yeah, that sounds sensible as well. So do you see the operation happening in January? I've seen the same doctor today as in who will be operating. It is, let me tell you, it is circumcision. My foreskin doesn't retract all the way, so it hurts sometimes.
Okay. So, yeah, so that's going to make you feel better. And, yeah, give you more confidence too. Yeah, it feels like before the it feels more like the middle of the month in January, somewhere
yeah.
after the 10th.
Exactly, that's
the 10th to the 20th of the month.
Mm-hmm. You're so accurate, George. Yeah.
But yeah, it should go well. It's not. Yeah, just trust your doctor that they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
okay?
And I'm not doing it just for anything, right?
What?
I'm not just doing it as in it would be a positive thing to do, isn't it?
Okay, you're doing it because you believe it's going to help you, right? Not only just the pain, but mentally, psychologically, it's a benefit for you, right?
Yeah, it is. I think I'm more worried about the recovery and the pain and the discomfort.
Oh, don't worry about that. Don't go there. Leave it alone. You'll be fine. No, don't get into the pain part. That's something that'll heal quickly. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I don't know where you're going to go there, pain, no. I mean, obviously there's pain, but you're going to heal quickly, so I wouldn't worry about it, okay? It's not going to be a botched operation, and you're not going to lose big parts of your body. No, you're fine, okay?
Okay, brilliant.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you'll be able to, let's put it this way, you'll be able to function better than you did before, okay?
Is that what you are getting psychically?
That's what I heard for you. You will be functioning better than you were before.
Okay, that sounds very
feels like it's going to lift your confidence for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah, I think you're just self-confident, self-aware, and not your confidence level around this part of your life is a little low. So it'll help, okay?
It is. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thanks, George.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Yeah, that's an interesting controversy, isn't it? Circumcision or no circumcision, and so when should people do it, or should males do it? I guess there's articles written on both sides of the question, and it depends on who you are and what's of value to you, right? Okay, so we'll leave that one alone. Absolutely leave that one alone. I thought I'd get into an interesting article, and this is a little different, but you know, I like to have fun. I like to share things I find interesting to people for people. And this is from beliefnet.com, and I get articles from WebMD, and I do research on the internet on various topics. This one was on spices that heal your skin. I thought, that's an interesting concept. We think about, you know, all those treatments and the expensive things that you can buy for your skin, and, you know, the peels and the creams and the miracle wrinkle creams and the operations and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Spices are a dish and health wonder. They are antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties and can be used to help heal the skin from inside out. Inside out. Spices can combat acne, burn, redness, even wrinkles. Ooh, even wrinkles. I like that. As you get older, you think more about wrinkles, right? Wow. That is something to get excited about, and we can save money on expensive creams and products. Who wrote this article? Karine Getty is a senior editor. Getty, like in Gettysburg. Getty is a senior editor at BeliefNet.com. Karine. So we'll get into this. So that's Karine's. This is her article. Maybe I have to add blah, 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 blah. We won't go through all that. So let's get into some of the herbs. Cinnamon. Ah, I love cinnamon. And I think this is their interesting points about cinnamon. Cinnamon is packed with antioxidants and give you a healthy glow. Add to drinks, oatmeal, and to pasta sauce for an added bonus, and let your skin glow and your immune system. Also, the spice can lower blood sugar and cholesterol. Ooh, that should be put a little cinnamon in everything. I tried cinnamon in my coffee. You have to get a cinnamon stick. I don't have sticks. Remind myself. Remind George, get cinnamon sticks because I have the powder. Powder doesn't fit well in coffee. Okay, you don't need a lot of spice, so as a little does go a long way. So if you want to sweeten up a drink, give a little extra flavor to your coffee, put a little cinnamon stick in it and hold it in there for, you know, it'll help change the flavor and also give you that glow. Ooh, the glow from cinnamon. So the reason I'm going through all this, and I've mentioned before, is I love to communicate information. That's my job in life. That's what I'm here about, is to communicate information that can help your life be a little bit better, help you to get rid of the reasons of not to be happy. you know, if your skin's kind of, you know, yucky, then if you're doing things to improve your skin, that's going to make you feel better and you're going to be happier. All that sort of good stuff, right? All that sort of good stuff. Fennel. Fennel can reduce inflammation and protect the skin from sun damage, especially if the skin is sensitive. Ooh, I should have more fennel in my diet. Okay. Fennel seed-based products can help fight acne, can be used as a facial toner. Fennel can also be detox the body. Try drinking fennel seed steeped in hot water to cleanse the body. Interesting, fennel. They're little seeds. Yeah. Okay, clove. Aha. I'm going to check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me. I'm going to go through this, and I have some other things to talk about, but this is kind of fun. Clove is a great way to cleanse the skin. Clove-based facial cleanser. Try clove oil for acne removal. It can be applied topically to affected areas. It also blended with face packs or massage creams for application on the skin. It gives a tingling sensation when applied to the skin. Clove oil, huh? You see, sometimes you want to pull those toxins out of the skin, right? Okay. Turmeric powder. Turmeric has been used for centuries as a health aid, as Indians' oldest used spices. Make a paste using gram flour, turmeric, and milk to form a paste to use it as a facial scrub. India's largest wedding lifestyle website suggested. They also shared that adding turmeric powder and tomato juice and raw milk to make a paste. Let it dry and peel it off to get rid of dead skin cells. I'm sure there's other things that you can mix with it if you don't have a whole lot of... No, tomatoes and raw milk. Interesting. To give you that skin, that glow, that youthful look one more time, right? That youthful look. Okay, so moving right on. Where was I? Spices. Okay, turmeric. Okay, powder. Anybody have you tried any of these? Okay, go Italian. No, not pizza. Eat more Italian spices like oregano and basil. They fight free radicals and cancer and Alzheimer's disease. Now, I put that one in quotes. I'm not sure, but hey, let's go with it. It's also amazing for the skin with this antioxidants. Oregano has an active ingredient, rosmaric acid, clears out the free radicals that age us and contribute to disease, says Dr. Bercola. Using oregano to clean up the acne is a natural antiseptic and antibacterial properties. Dilute the oil with some water and add it to an inflamed spot. Dilute the oil. So you'd buy... I've never had oregano oil. Okay, I guess you can buy it. New to me, right? New to me. I think that was the last one. So go natural. This is the last point in this article. And I'll check back and see what you guys are doing. Okay. No matter what spices seem like, the ideal choice for the skin and health issues, nature should be used to heal. There is no reason to resort to harmful chemicals. Nobel Prize laureate Linus Pauling said, I believe that you can, by making some simple and inexpensive measures, extend your life for years of well-being. My most important recommendation is that you take vitamins every day in optimum amounts to supplement the vitamins you receive in your food. That was Dr. Linus Pauling. Some people disagree with that, right? Some people disagree with that. But I kind of agree that you need certain supplements in your diet, right? Okay, moving right along. This show is kind of dragging. It's got to go, let's speed up the tempo here. Anybody going to call? Any questions in the chat room? Anybody want to know anything? Information from Spirit on your life? No? I got a few more minutes left. Let's see what we're going to talk about next. Oh, I like this one. This is a good article. And think about this one. I had to think about this one for a while. I thought, ooh, they kind of nailed me, didn't they? Ah, 5 signs you're in need of a social media intervention. Okay? Five signs you're in the need of a social media intervention. Okay, so do you... This is from BeliefNet.com. Angela Guzman is an editor at BeliefNet.com and who wrote this article, so don't blame me. Okay, we'll just blow... Angelia. Okay, do you find yourself constantly checking out your Facebook or Twitter throughout the day? Is it to the point where you can't go a day without strolling to find what your friends are doing? I kind of look at that and go, really? You know, okay. No, I'm on the computer a lot. I'm on the internet a lot. The advances of technology can make outlets like social media become invasive. Outlets like Facebook and Twitter can cause people to become socially obsessed with being social. There is a point within every social media experience where the question must be of usage and control must be addressed. Are these things getting out of hand? Can you go without your phone or tablet? For how long, right? For how long? Depending on your answers, you maybe need some intervening assistance. Well, that's pretty heavy. I mean, people listen to the show. How many of you look at the internet, like either Facebook or some of the other sites, social sites, on a regular basis? At least every couple hours, if not even more often than that. How many people go 2 or 3 days without looking at social media? I wonder, I would ask, I'd like to do a little survey. Let's talk about that. Anybody, I'd like to hear back from listeners of the show. How many go like days without going to social media? Or is it the nature of this kind of show that people use social media to find out the show's even here, right? Okay, daily dose. If you check your social media outlet more than 2 or 3 times a day, then you need an intervention. Oh my goodness. Okay, think about the time that you are wasting away by strolling aimlessly and viewing posts from your friends. Ask yourself, is it really necessary? Could you have gone in life without seeing another meme with the grumpy cat or or witnessing your best friend had for lunch? Anything that is truly life-altering should be relayed through a conversation with a loved one and not a social media post. Continuously checking Facebook or Twitter through the day grows tiresome and takes away from the productivity that could be applying towards other areas of your life. Now, do I totally agree with this article? No. Do I feel, do I feel that maybe there's a little prejudice here? Yes, but I'll go through the article anyway. Because look at it, you know, it's like, okay, we're raising controversy here, raising a question. What do you agree with? Do you agree with the fact that if a person looks at Facebook 3 or 4 times a day and is checking on their fans through Facebook instead of calling people all the time? You know, because we're not a calling society anymore, really. I don't know. We've gone from calling to emails to texting. Texting seems to be the big communication vehicle now because people are busy, right? Okay, social media and is your main communicator, right? Do you find yourself mainly communicating via social media? If your answer is yes, then you have a problem. This thing is nailing me to the, you know, like, whoa, wait a minute, time out here. I just got a text or an instant message from one of my friends and psychic friends on Facebook while I'm doing the show. So I'm going, ooh. Now, she lives in London. That's a long way from me. But how else? Am I going to call London all the time? Okay, never mind. Let me finish this. With the help of social media posts, people have the ability to see images they may have hard, or would not have ordinarily seen. However, if you find yourself only communicate with people by writing on their wall or through their subliminal social media posts, then it's time to retire your accounts. Ooh, that's pretty heavy stuff, huh? What do you think? This person kind of gone off the deep end or what? Think of social media as a supplement to enhance communication versus the primary means to communicate. Instead of posting something on a friend's wall, pick up the phone and have an actual conversation. Now, that's decent advice. Is it practical advice? Not always, right? Not always. And I would bet that people who are involved in social media also communicate other ways with people. If you live it, you post it. Now, this is what I don't do. And this is like the Instagram thing. You go to Instagram and you see people posting pictures of lunch all the time. So every meal event or occasion is viewed as a social media opportunity, then you have a serious problem. I kind of think that I agree with this one a little bit. You ever gone to a concert and they're filming everything at the concert instead of enjoying the concert? It's like, why are you filming it? What value, you know? Okay, so where it's okay to share a day event or inspiring quote with your loved ones, it's not necessary to showcase your entire life online. Ooh, I'm walking down the street now. Here's a poster. Here's a, you know, okay. Everything that occurs in your life doesn't require a media post. Does it? I don't think so. I kind of agree with this, but resist the urge to post every meal, every smile, every bad day, I'm going to add this in there, every selfie or everything that occurs in your life. Live your life to the fullest. Capture the moments that are precious, but don't feel like every moment needs to be chronicled on a timeline post or with a picture. What do you think? I kind of tended to agree with that. I think if you're obsessed with taking pictures and posting everything, you miss part of life, right? What do you think? This is pretty interesting stuff. You accept and request people you don't talk to. Now, this is an interesting one. See what you think about this one. If you don't talk to a person, if you ran into them at the grocery, then you shouldn't accept or request them as a friend. Social media outlets are meant to act as a medium between real friends and not as means to scoop on people you don't speak to. Really? There's a reason you don't talk to certain people, and those standards could apply even with the social media realm. Resist the urge to be nosy and pry into the life of people that you don't really know. Check out your friends list and count the people that you actually speak to. If you have multiple people that you view for entertainment, then you have a social media obsession that needs a serious intervention. Okay, I put this out here and I did it, you know, kind of like, well, just kind of some information. And what do you think? Do you think that maybe this person is kind of a little pushy in an area that maybe they shouldn't get involved? How many people out there have made friends through Facebook or other social media that they would have never known that person, or got to know that person, unless they're a friend of a friend and they like your post and you start talking to them and chatting with them and you get to know the person a little bit. You've never spoken on the phone. Okay, let me finish this last point, and then I'll be back tomorrow. We'll get more into talking to dead people and all that fun stuff tomorrow, but just let me finish this. Do you miss an extra cuddle with your child, or perhaps you passed on opportunities to strengthen your relationship because of viewing the social media posts seem more important? If you can admit that you have passed on an opportunity to live your life in motion versus living through a screen, then case closed, you have a true problem. Living life in the fullest means that you're going to get most of out every minute. Okay, so what do you think? I don't, you know, that one I think is kind of agree with it. If social media becomes such an obsession that you miss out on life, then yeah, you do have a problem. But most of the people I know have a balanced life. Even though they're on social media, they have jobs, they have friends, they have family, they go to events, they do things, and they have friends online. So that's a good article. Check it out. What do you think? I should post that on Facebook, right? Yeah, see what they say. Okay, it's been fun. I will be back tomorrow. Thank you for calling in today. We will talk again. We'll talk to people who have passed. Maybe they'll have, as an intuitive life coach, I will give you what Spirit has to say to help guide your life. That's basically, thank you. I love you guys. Bye.